Diary of a 2-year-old whose dad is maybe writing a book. Monday. Daddy seems to be watching me more intently at the moment. Feels like he's willing me to do something idiotic, and when I do, he laughs to himself and writes in a notebook. Weird. Maybe he's writing a book. I hope Peppa Pig's in it. Tuesday. Had 6 absolute meltdowns today. 2 at breakfast, 3 at lunch, and 2 in the car. Is that 7? Okay, I had 7 absolute meltdowns today. Oh, and 1 just before bedtime. So, 8. 8 meltdowns. And 1 in the bath. Crap, that's 9, isn't it? Or 10, if you count when someone stole my crayon in playgroup and I cried so hard I nearly swallowed my own head. Tell you what, let's call it 15 to be on the safe side. I had 15 massive all-out meltdowns today. Other than that, I was on top form. Wednesday. Refused to take my nap today. Was convinced something amazing was going to happen and didn't want to miss it. Nothing happened. Got annoyed. Thursday. Went to this amazing theme park today called IKEA, and it was brilliant, even though all of the big people looked really miserable the whole time. I don't understand. Why would you choose to do something that makes you sad? That'd be like me turning the telly off or sharing. I loved it, though. Tons of hazards to trip over, loads of stuff to grab, and a big mad trolley with no baby seat so they couldn't strap me down. I went bananas, running about worse than Daddy that time when he was asleep on the sofa and I jumped on his ghoulies. At one point, there were about a million beds to climb on, and I didn't want to go home, but they said we had to, so they tried saying they were leaving without me, thinking I'd cave and run towards them, but I was over the bloody moon. That place is well better than our house. Friday. Spoke to Nana today. Sometimes I can't believe she lives inside that iPad. Saturday. Did a synchronised nappy leap with my brother today. We've been trying to time this for ages, but he always goes too early, which leaves me squeezing and straining while he wanders off to stink out a different room. Today we made eye contact and counted to 3 before unleashing total hell and giggling our little heads off. Doubt we'll ever go back to John Lewis with Mummy again. Sunday. Spilled juice all over Daddy's laptop. He started flapping like a big hairy bear, shouting, "My book! Oh God, my book!" So I gave him the Peppa Pig one I was reading to compensate. He didn't seem interested, which I thought was pretty rude, to be honest. I'll never understand big people.